email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Katie Boyle is home from New York to make us laugh. I'm going to talk to her in a moment, but first, a bit of this.
Sometimes I feel like throw my hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you've got the love I need to see me through. Sometimes it seems the going is just too rough. Everything's gone wrong no matter what I do. Now and then it seems like life is just too much. But you've got the love I need to see me through. When food is gone, you are my daily need. Oh. When friends are gone, I know my savior's love is real. You know it's real. You got the love. 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 Time after time I think, oh Lord, what's the use? Time after time I think it's just no good. Sooner or later in life, the things you love you lose. But you've got the love I need to see me through.
Florence and her machine, and you got the love. Katie Boyle. Hello again.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
Yeah. So you're bringing your show Therapy.
Yeah.
To Liberty Hall.
Yes.
We do drop our THs in the Midlands.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why it's called Therapy as opposed to Therapy.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's the last time bringing it back. It's funny though, originally the hour was all about therapy, but it's become more about other stuff and being a Catholic in the States and stuff like that, an Irish Catholic. But it's funny, a few Americans will think that I can't spell and I drop the H on. Oh, yeah. Like they'll be like, oh, there's, you know, there's a missing H. And I'm like, I know, it's a play on words.
Yeah, like, you know, I'm 33, I know.
Yeah, actually 34 now. I just turned 34 yesterday, so end of my Jesus year.
Can you imagine you were going, hi, my name is Katie Boyle, I'm 33 and I'm doing a show called Therapy.
I it was really hard the last year in the States. Every time I'd be saying this joke where I say, oh, I'm 33. And you just have to wait for about 20 seconds for them to get over that. So it's the worst age to be in the States. But now I'm 34. So at 40, you'll be great. I'll be the only person who'll be delighted to turn 40.
There's no THs in your age anymore. Yeah, yeah. You were talking about religion. And they've different labelling around religion.
Yeah,
In the States. So you're a Catholic, are you?
Well, I would call myself a Catholic. Yeah. And I always did. Because we all were growing up. That's just what you said. But I never took it like seriously, and I don't really know a lot about the religious aspect. But when I went to the States, like, I wear a cross because my father gave me one when I was younger, and it's more like sentimental. And they'd be asking me and I'd be like, yeah, I'm Catholic. And they'd be like, so do you believe in God? And I'd be like, no. And they'd be like, how are you Catholic then? And I'm like, I think it's just because it's Irish Catholic.
Yes, you're a cultural Catholic.
Cultural, which is just not believing in God, but believing in shame. Do you know,
right,
I feel like we have all the hang-ups. Like, I wake up every morning guilty, but then I don't get the fun part of I'm going to go to heaven when I die. But then I feel guilty for saying that. It might be real, so I don't know. But yeah, so it's very confusing to people in the States, because I think if they are going to say it, they take it kind of seriously. Not all Irish Americans, they'd understand a bit more. But I did go to Mass over there with a cousin, and it was just such a different experience. Like, everybody in the church was singing, which I never... It'd be only the choir singing. So I was like, it felt like happy, whereas I always felt like it was kind of tired and sleepy in mass here.
Right, yes.
But they were all up having the best time.
Isn't that great?
I know. I was like, maybe, yes. Oh, do you believe in God?
Yeah. There you go.
I was too embarrassed to sing at the time, though.
You might revisit it.
Yeah.
You might revisit it.
Well, we'll see. Yeah, the older I get.
Yeah. Did you, when you were doing your, say, your junior cert or your leaving cert, did you go to mass to pray for a good result?
No. No, I mean, the only time I pray is when I'm on a plane. Like, it's funny how Catholic I'll get once it starts turbulence.
Right.
I'll be kissing my cross, like terrifying the rest of the people. Look like a fanatic. But, yeah. You prayed for yours?
Oh, yeah. It didn't work out. But anyway.
Well, I didn't, and I got good leaving certs.
Yeah,
I got terrible. Do you know what? No, the key was getting a terrible junior cert and then get a good leaving cert.
Oh, because you're scared then.
Oh, it's just like,
harder.
Oh, I do have to study.
Yeah. I was watching Saturday Night Live recently. I can't remember his name. A comedian, anyway, did a sketch about George Washington, one of the founder fathers of the United States. Mm-hmm. And he was going, I have a dream. And he was talking about what the Americans would do to the English language.
Yeah.
You know, for example, we will spell donut in two different ways. We will have a word for 12 dozen. And then your man asked, and will we have words for other numbers? No, just dozen.
They
use the English language differently than we do.
They do. And then they have the cheek to complain that Irish names don't sound the way they should be in the English language, which doesn't make sense either, because then why is comb spelt with a B? But they can't understand that. So they always have a great time being like, oh, your name's Katie. It's not Siobhan. And why is Siobhan spelt? And you're like, because it's a different language.
Yes.
But yeah, we do. I guess we speak a Hiberno English, which I didn't realize, and I do have a joke about it in my hour. But when I moved over there, I was talking so fast and so predominantly in slang that every time I would talk to them, they would tell me, "Wow, your English is so good." And I always thought it was like a them thing until very recently. I was getting coffee in my coffee shop, and the woman who's serving me, she's from a different country, but I didn't want to be like rude and be like, "Where are you from?" And that can be kind of a thing that immigrants get annoyed about Americans for saying. So I was waiting for the perfect opportunity, and eventually she said Spain, and I was like, "Oh my God, we're neighbors!" Like in the grand scheme of New York.
Yes.
So I was like, "I'm from Ireland," and she goes, "But how long have you been here?" And I said, 10 years. She goes, "That's why your English is so good." But I was too mortified to tell her. I was like, "I've been working on it for 33 years."
33 years.
I was like, maybe it's me.
Yeah, and of course, New York is full of Irish.
We
used to play this game when we went to London or New York. You know, if you're in a group, who was the first person to meet somebody they knew?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what the prize was, but it was just a bit of crack.
Yeah, I feel like as well, in New York, you can always tell the Irish lads. They're just the way they hold themselves. They always like look like they're playing like a football match or rugby match. You know, the way they walk, they hold their shoulders. And then with the girls, and I don't mean there's anything bad to the girls, I love them to bits, but they're the only people who, like, I can kind of spot them, even just like makeup and hairstyle, but fake tan. Yeah. Whereas you can kind of spot the Irish fake tan versus the New Jersey fake tan.
Right.
And then
there's a difference, is there?
Yeah, and then a lot of like people in the States wouldn't really wear fake tan.
But
not
they don't
the way
need to.
Well, that's we don't need to either. Embrace the pale, girls. Embrace the pale.
But, yeah. So you're overdoing this Liberty Hall, and then you're going back and you're going to record the show for YouTube.
Yeah, so I did my last one on YouTube, and it's nearly 500,000. It's just 2,000 views off it. So if all you guys want to listen to it or watch it, just put it on mute in the background. But yeah, it's on nearly 500,000 views on YouTube, and
well
so
done.
That's the plan for the next one, unless they sell it to somewhere. But I also don't mind, because when you just do it all yourself, you're getting, you know, you're getting people coming to it.
Yes.
It's kind of grand. It works out well putting it on YouTube.
Right. And what are the aspirations? Because most people want to end up in their own sitcom. Or is that a dream of all comedians, or am I...
Not for me. For me, it's just to be able to tour as much as possible. And if I could build it up where I could live more here and in New York, if I could end up buying my own place there. So that's kind of the goal. But for me, it's always tour and just keep doing stand-up.
You'll have to do a sitcom if you want to buy New York.
I know, right? I'm saving, okay? I'll keep that first-time buyer for... I look up all the apartments as if I could ever afford them. 8 million one day.
Yeah. We were talking about Halloween. What scares you?
Just, you know, like in a scary movie when the door opens, that really, like, little things. Does that make sense? Like, I love watching scary movies, but I scream a lot during them. But it won't be when the monster comes out. It's when, like, they scan to a mirror and then I scream. But a lot of my friends won't watch horror movies with me anymore because they say it's embarrassing. especially going to the cinema, because I'd be just screaming. But I, and what scares me? I don't know. Men scare me. I mean, you're fine, but
why am I fine? Because I'm not a threat, or why?
Yeah, well, I think like for women, men are like our natural predators. Yes, so, but other than that, no, I am.
I think most men are fine.
Oh yeah, easy for you to say. They're fine to you. I just got a happy birthday message from someone months ago. I said I didn't want to date, and then they said we should be friends, and I said I didn't want to be friends. I was very clear with that. They saw me at the Kneecap concert, which obviously I'd be going to as an Irish person, and said hi, and I was rude because sometimes a woman, if you've done this far, you have to go to being rude. So I said, kill me. And it just came out of my mouth. Right. But I thought that would be clear enough. And then today said, happy birthday. And I was like, how do you even know my birthday?
Right.
So,
okay.
Men, but also yes. I love scary movies.
You love scary movies, and not so much scary men. Okay. That was very revealing. KatieBoyleComic.com. KatieBoyleComic.com. And a few more watches, and it's over 500,000 on YouTube. And there's more to come. Thanks very much, Katie. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Sarah's on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.